give over to it and think it's so, don't you?
Mm-hmm. What about a house that people be scared to go in?
Well, I've heard people say that too. That old house, you know, is haunted.
Mm-hmm.
Said you can go in there. And I didn't go there myself, but I've heard people say they went there, they couldn't hear that. But mm-hmm. they'd go in there and they could hear people moving around and mm-hmm. things. Now, just like, of course, my poor brother over there, he's in bad shape. He's lost 50 pounds, and he's 6 years younger than I am. I believe he's 75.
Mm-hmm.
And he lost his wife Christmas Eve night. Well, he talked to me the other day, and I think the poor fellow's mind go and come. One of his kids is staying with him. They take a turn about, one stay with him while the other one. He don't want to leave his home. Well, he told me the other night that he got up and he seen a man in the room.
Mm.
And he couldn't get to him. Said when he go to him, he'd disappear. Well, you see, that was imagination in his head. There was no man in that room.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, you know the kids, yeah, they call them daddy now, but in my days they called them papa.
Called
your daddy papa. Uh-huh. They didn't call them daddy. Mm-hmm. But all the kids now, from my kids' time coming on, they went to calling they call them daddy, didn't call them papa no more. Mm-hmm. Did y'all ever use that expression up yonder? Call the old folks papa, the daddy?
I'd say daddy.
Yeah, well, but you ever hear any kids uh-huh. call them papa? They used to call them papa down uh-huh. here, didn't call them daddy, but now they call them daddy. And some of them, we used to call papa, daddy, and mama, but now some of them call them mother and daddy.
Mm-hmm.
They don't call them papa and mama no more.
What about another name for daddy? You could say your daddy and your your mom and daddy, or you could say your mother and your
father.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Or,
but they never, you could say your mother and father, but the most of the kids, they call them daddy.
Or together, they're your mother and father together are called your parents,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
Call them your parents, both of them together. That would be speaking to both of them, mm-hmm. you see. And if they call one, you'd say papa or mama.
Mm-hmm. What would you call your father's father?
Grandpa.
Uh-huh.
And now they call them Pawpaw
uh-huh.
down here. But we called them Grandpa. Now I got a little grandson. That boy, that's my grandson, one of my uh-huh. great-grandson, that little boy here on the far side, you know. I don't know whether he can't say it or not, but sometime I pick up the phone and call him, and I hear him, his mama say, who is that? He says, he called me. He don't never call me Pawpaw
uh-huh.
or Grandpa either. He tried to make him call me that, and he said, that's
uh-huh. What would you call your grandfather's wife? She'd be your...
Grandma.
Uh-huh. Anything else people call their grandma?
Well, some of them call them granny. Mm-hmm. Now, her grandchildren, they don't call her grandma, they call her granny.
Mm-hmm. A kind of a black and white animal that has a real strong smell.
Has a strong smell.
Mm-hmm.
That's a skunk or a polecat. Some people call them polecats, and some call them skunks.
Mm-hmm.
You can't hardly stay around them. They smell so bad.
Mm-hmm.
And they're bad on chickens and things, too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they have holes in the ground and mm-hmm. have the kittens in them holes. And they stripe it, got white stripes down them.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all have them up there in your country?
I think so.
You do?
What about a bushy-tailed animal that gets up in the trees, even in the city?
Well, we got them down here with bushy tails on them. Some of them call them coons and some call them raccoons. He's got a nose something like uh-huh. a dog.
What about something smaller than that you'd see even in the city?
Squirrels?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What different kinds of squirrels?
Well, we got gray squirrels, yeah, and we got fox squirrels. Now, the gray squirrel, he's kind of grayish-like, and the fox squirrel, he's red.
Mm-hmm. What about something that's kind of like a squirrel that's a little smaller and has stripes down him?
Well, and flies a little bit. That's a flying squirrel. We have them here,
uh-huh.
too.